Matching unrelated donor stem cell transplants. If you found out that you need a stem cell transplant and don't have a relative who can donate, another option is using stem cells from a matched unrelated donor. Here we'll explain what this means, how it works, and why you might need one. What is a matched unrelated donor stem cell transplant? In a matched unrelated donor MUD transplant, doctors collect stem cells from a donor who is closely matched to you genetically. We'll search all donors on our register, as well as every potential donor available internationally, to find the best match. While the donor won't be related to you like a haploidentical or sibling donor, an MUD might be the best possible chance of overcoming your condition. Who might need a matched unrelated donor transplant? A matched unrelated donor transplant could be a treatment option if you have a type of blood cancer that a treatment like chemotherapy is unlikely to cure. This includes leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma. Or B, a blood disorder that means you're unable to make your own healthy blood cells. This includes myelodysplasia syndromes, MDS, aplastic anemia, and some other inherited conditions. If you do not have the option of a sibling match, your transplant centre will get in touch with Anthony Nolan to find you a suitable donor. For more information, visit antonynolan.org/findingadonor.
Anthony Nolan found the perfect match for me, and that is probably why I am doing so well now. People who look at me now don't even realise that I was ever sick, which is a great feeling. Amanda received stem cells from an unrelated donor to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML.
What will happen before the transplant? Before your matched unrelated donor transplant, you'll have conditioning therapy. This prepares your bone marrow and immune system for the new MUD stem cells. Your therapy might involve chemotherapy, sometimes with a type of radiotherapy called total body irradiation, TBI. This also removes remaining damaged cells causing your condition. What will happen during the transplant? Your MUD transplant normally takes place the day after your conditioning therapy finishes. The transplant itself involves the donor's stem cells, held in a small bag of pale red liquid, passing through a thin tube into your bloodstream. It's just like having a blood transfusion. You shouldn't experience any pain and you'll be awake the whole time. Recovering from a matched unrelated donor transplant. You'll probably stay in hospital for about 3 to 4 weeks after your transplant. You'll need to spend some time in protective isolation while your immune system starts to recover. This usually means that you'll be in your own room with safety measures in place to reduce the risk of you picking up an infection. For more information about how to cope during this time, visit antonynolan.org/isolation. Once you're back at home, you might feel that your recovery affects many aspects of your life. It could take 6 months to a year before your activity levels start to get back to how they were before. For more information and advice, visit antonynolan.org/recovery. Will I get side effects after a MUD transplant? After any type of transplant, many people experience a range of side effects, both short and long term. Most side effects apply to all types of transplants, while others are more specific to certain types. Find out more about side effects on our What is a Stem Cell Transplant? Webpage, antonynolan.org/about stem cell transplant.